Hello and welcome to the special podcast, D Street Talk on Markets Powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatraj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, S. Ranganathan, who is Head of Research at LKP Securities. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Ranganathan.
Good morning, Shatraj.
Right. Well, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that, so what is your first takeaway from Budget 2021? In fact, market gave a thumbs up by rallying most in the last 22 years. What is your take and do you think it checked all the boxes?
Well, to start with, I think my first take on the budget was that, it was a pleasant surprise from all the earlier budgets in the sense that it was, having an intent, a purpose, and an attitude which I think clearly signaled to investors, both domestic as well as foreign, that, India means business and, hopes to really kickstart the Indian economy after the green shoots that are visible in corporate profits in the second quarter and, most of the third quarter results that have come in so far. So it's the attitude, it's the intent, and it's the way the budget was packaged and presented, which struck me the most.
Right. And in fact, the second question is largely to do with, what is happening with respect to equity markets. We saw a fair bit of rally on the budget day itself. In fact, we're seeing the gains at the topmost in the 21st century. That means so far in the year 2001, from 2001 to 2020, we haven't seen that kind of gains in terms of points, more than 2,300 kind of a points, especially on the budget day. So after reading the fine print, do you see any pointers which could actually dent the rally?
Yeah, Shitij, the backdrop, in the road ahead towards the budget, we saw a major milestone of 50,000 on the Sensex, which was followed by a sharp correction of almost 10% in a week prior to the budget, which was also something historic. And to me, I think I do not see any devil in the fine print as such, after having gone through the fine print. But it's very important to understand that, today we are all talking about whether the government will be able to execute the things that have been outlined in the budget. Right. So prima facie, now we are down to that level of a thinking that, yes, the budget is basically looking to push growth. It's a growth oriented budget, which is basically bold enough to, go for a higher market borrowing also, because even though some of the skeptics may argue on the fiscal deficit front, it's bold enough to go for growth. And when you have such an agenda, it takes all the sectors with it, and the overall consumption, the investment cycle, everything gets a leg up. So from that perspective, I would say that it is a pleasant surprise.
Well, pleasant surprise it is. And as you rightly said, that the budget primarily focuses on growth. And but do you think investors would now have to rejig their portfolios post the budget? And which sectors should they go wait on?
Yeah, this is a good question, because, budget, we all say, is a non-event. But in the backdrop of what we have seen in 2020, this budget could never have been a non-event, And I think the finance minister has seized the opportunity to put India firmly on the roadmap and position, one of the largest democracies in the world as a strong contender or an alternative to China. So to me, an investor who is constructing his portfolio doesn't really look at an event like a budget or some other event, to really restructure or rejig the portfolio. Because if you actually take a look at it, many of the infrastructure companies are usually budget beneficiaries, right? But that does not mean that companies which do not benefit out of the budget will not create sustained long-term wealth. On the contrary, these are the companies which actually end up creating sustainable long-term wealth for shareholders. So primarily on the budget side, you could have some tweaks here and there, but I don't think the entire construct would undergo any serious change.
Right. So which sectors would you be overweight on, or which sector would you, try and recommend to the investors, largely to do with which are economic linked?
Yes. Kshitij, actually, to answer this question of yours, I think we, as you know, banking and finance is a very, very important constituent of the economy as well as the index
Absolutely.
by sheer weightage that it has in the index. So, you take the top half a dozen banks in India, the four large private sector names, both retail as well as corporate, and the two large public sector names. So these are stocks typically which one would own for a decade, in the same way some of the large FMCG companies or the large pharmaceutical companies, or for that matter, some of the top insurance companies and well-managed and well-run NBFCs. I think these are stocks which typically would find in an investor's portfolio, irrespective of any event. And I think whenever the markets correct, investors typically tend to add on to these kind of names.
Right. And what should be the investment strategy of investors post-budget 2021? And how much should they allocate towards equity, fixed income, gold, or real estate?
That actually depends on the risk-taking ability and the risk profile of the investor, and also the age of the investor. So, if it's a young guy, I think there is no harm in allocating half his, investable surplus into financial instruments like equities, because equities is probably one of the few asset classes which has the power of compounding. And markets are a great discounting machine. So, to me, I think it's a function of these two parameters which I laid down. Because today, fixed income and debt markets, the returns going forward may not be so lucrative as it was in the last 2 years.
Rightly said. Well, thank you, Mr. Ranganathan, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you so much, Atish.